You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com.
Hey everybody, Sean A. Russell, Vegans Explore, and the last couple of days on our Vegans Explore New York City tour has been eye-opening. It's a taste of what's to come, and just the amount of people that I was able to connect with while I was out here. Most of it just random occurrences and happenings, and connecting with people from South Florida that were there. And it provided so much clarity for me. In the previous podcast episode, I spoke into it a little bit, but this is, I actually wanted to do an episode like this yesterday, but so much was happening that I just wanted to make sure I got something out. And I went back to the old format, but my intention is to continue with this format where I'm just speaking directly to you. What we're doing, it's very clear to me right now, what we're doing with Vegans Explore is extremely crucial and needed for the community. And not from a point where, we're Neo and this is the Matrix and we're the only ones with the secret. I feel like it's something that's not being done. And the reason it's not being done is because the way I see it is based off my experience. You know, been working in communities, working with so many different types of communities. You know, one of the things that I'm realizing that I can bring to the table in terms of this community is my perspective of having worked with so many different industries, so many different people, so many different organizations, not even just in the vegan space, and take those experiences, which weren't all positive experiences, but just take those experiences, period, and then look at it from my particular lens, how I see the world. So it's my experience, it's how I see the world, it's being able to have been on so many different sides of the equation, whether it be working with nonprofits, whether it be, you know, working with bodybuilding community, working with the chefs, working with the restaurants, all these different facets, putting it together and then stepping into where I'm the expert and figure out a solution and then test the solution. Because it may not be the solution that works, but I'm willing to test it and I'm willing to continue time after time after time until I figure out something that works. So there's no quit in me. At this point, I feel like I've crossed the line where there's no going back, because it's like, what am I gonna do? You know, I'm already doing a 9-to-5, so it's not like I'm gonna leave this and go to the 9-to-5. I'm doing this for more than just to build Vegans Explorer, and so Sean Russell is whatever. Past that point, I'm at the point where I want to create a solution to a problem that's not being addressed. And I feel like there are a lot of platforms, there's a lot of things that are out there that are working to address this. And I feel like what's missing is what we're bringing to the table. And the key thing about what we're bringing to the table is I'm designing it in such a way that we're not in competition with anybody. Because I feel like that could also be how we could be perceived. Because if somebody is doing something and it's working, I don't necessarily want to reinvent the wheel. And now we're creating competition against each other and we're pulling away from the point of being able to drive this movement forward. So what we're doing is we are looking at what's out there and we're providing a solution to fill a void. And so what that means is if there isn't something there or something that's not to the point where we even know it exists, we're going to create it and then we're going to factor it into our bigger picture. But if we see that there's something there, we're going to do our best to reach out to that organization, partner up with them, and bring them into the bigger picture of what we're creating. And what we're creating is the world's largest vegan community. And it's very broad for a reason. We're a vegan community. That means we're looking at every single aspect of the vegan lifestyle, And I've broken this down into different containers, different avatars, different groups of people. I'm gonna use a different language depending on where you are. So we have our new vegans. So our new vegans are people who are just entering the lifestyle, people who may be looking at it, trying to figure it out. But the key component of pre-vegan, actually, it's not new vegan, pre-vegan, which is a new vegan. And that's a term that we've put out, where, you know, created books. That's part of what we're, our ecosystem, pre-vegans. I know people have heard about it. I've seen comments. That's gaslighting. That's this, that. Pre-vegans is not about making it okay to not be vegan. Pre-vegan is a doorway into the vegan lifestyle. It's a way for them to look through the window, see what it is, slowly walk in, test the waters, and then when they're ready, jump in. Not everybody does stuff cold tofu. People sometimes need to inch their way in. As I have conversations with people, a lot of people, seeds were planted, they were watered, and they eventually became vegan. And then other people, like me, went vegan overnight because that's how I'm hardwired. So pre-vegans are for those people who may have thought about going vegan. And there's people in my family that were like that. They had questions and I wasn't prepared to give them the answers at the time because there's just so much and it's not organized in my head to be able to say, here's where you start. And not even just here's where you start, because yes, there are starter guides and things of that nature. But some people don't want to hear about the ethical side of it. That turns them off. Not because they don't want to help the animals, it's because that just doesn't resonate with them at that point of where they are. So there's a little bit of psychology in this that's not looked at when you're painting everything with a broad stroke. So pre-vegans addresses that, and it also gives them access to the animal rights side of things. And it gives them access to the health side. It gives them access to the environmental side. And it's all wrapped in the container of compassionate action for yourself, for the animals, for the planet. That's what pre-vegans is about. And guess what? It's being built over time. So we're creating that right now. It's been around for a while, but with this missing component that I realized the other night, that if you listen to the last podcast I've spoken to, I'm realizing that the key component and the thing that's been missing historically from Vegans Explore is input from the people we're serving, having these conversations. So that's a big part of my tour, sitting in these cafes, these restaurants, these different events, and having conversations. And those conversations are happening through our podcast, through the videos that we're creating, and off camera as well. And that's helping us guide and create what we're doing. And that's also why we built the community. It's a circle. The circle is an amazing platform for running communities. So you have that going for you. We're launching January 1st. Yay. Thank you. we're in the world right now and the noise happens in the world, so I'm not going to edit that out. So we have the Circle community that's coming out. It's a really awesome platform, but the platform's nothing without the people. So that's why we're doing this free membership drive until January 10th, 2026. Hopefully you're watching this in that time period. If not, you can definitely join the community right now. I'm pretty sure I'm going to lock the price at $11 a month or $111 a year and just keep it at that. I feel like that's reasonable and it helps us do the things that we need to do. But for right now, we want people in the community. We want your feedback. In exchange for our year membership, we are asking you to be like our beta members, to support us with your ideas, your questions, your pain points, what you need support with. That information is going to help guide us in creating the content, the guides, the videos, the future podcast episodes. All that stuff is going to help us build the catalog of content that we have in this community. So pre-vegans, we have seasoned vegans. This is another thing that we're is part of our ecosystem. And that's people like me. I've been vegan for about 13 years now. I've personally spoken to hundreds of professionals and experts and doctors and chefs and bodybuilders and heard their stories and their education on how to be vegan and all these things. You know, I've been to all the events. I've tried thousands of different foods from different restaurants from all over the world. You know, so it's hard to excite me with new things that are coming out. I may not be on, well, I'm a unique case because I get to be on all these things to provide the information for you. But if I wasn't running Vegans Explore, I probably wouldn't be going to all the news outlets and trying to see what's the newest thing. I'm living my life. I'm doing my thing. I don't need that much support in going on my journey. I'm pretty solid, set in my ways on certain things. There's a lot of people that are like that. We want to speak to them as well. So we calling them seasoned vegans because you season it just right. Awesome. And sometimes you want to try something else. So for the seasoned vegans, what we're doing is we're creating touch points for them to get excited again, for them to get back into what's going on, giving them periodic updates on what's new, you know, giving them call to actions of how to support, giving them opportunities to be mentors to pre-vegans. So these are things and programs that we're developing, but we need your input and we need to know exactly where you are right now. We don't want to guess. We're taking the guesswork out of all this. We want to find out what you guys actually need, the support you need. I'll make sure I'm actually recording this. I am not recording this. Okay. So hopefully it picked up on the thing. So that's what we want to do with that. We want to create that touch point for you guys to be able to get back into the community and get supported with what we're doing. Then we have our content creators. Our content creators are the eyes and ears of the community. They're the ones that are in the cities when we can't be in the cities. They're going to the events. They're volunteering at the events. They're supporting the local businesses, communicating and connecting with the nonprofits. There are boots on the ground in these cities. There are vegans explorers going out there. And what we're doing in return as an organization is we're finding out once again what their pain points are, what they're looking to do. I had a conversation with some content creators and, you know, sometimes I take for granted what I know, the knowledge that I know. I may not be able to tell you how to get to 100,000 followers or a million followers or whatever, but I could tell you how to structure your business so you can create deductions for all the meals that you're paying for and the travel and all that for at the end of the year on your taxes. I could give you little bits of advice that I'm picking up from other people, other influencers who are having success. So I want to create that ecosystem where we're providing support for these content creators to be able to make what they're doing sustainable enough so that way they can maybe even leave that job that they hate, do this full time, and then provide that ongoing support for their community. And then also create opportunities for sponsorships. You know, we are looking at tapping into all the areas of the country to create a collective unit to then be able to go after those ethical brands that are looking for a massive return on their investment. Because right now, the word I'm getting from these brands that I have connections with is that they're not getting that with a one-off festival or even one influencer who's only going to do one or two videos because they don't want to flood their feed with all of their stuff. What we're providing is a network of hundreds or thousands of vegan nano, micro, maybe mega influencers that they can pick and choose, provide us with product that we can distribute, and these businesses don't have to worry about that. That's the infrastructure that we've been working on the last 10 years that we have in place. There's just the little things that we need that we're working on getting with what we're putting out right now. Thank you for, well, if you're still following this, bless you, but this is important for me to share with you in this format so you guys know exactly what it is that we're creating. Because some of you might be thinking the same things that I'm thinking right now. What I'm telling you right now, I have 10 years of relationships, a network that is vast. The only thing I'm missing, only thing or rather I was missing was the solution. And we have the solution now. We're just rolling it out and looking for people to come on board early, not wait until it gets to the point where maybe I might not have time to work with you one-on-one. This is fertile ground right now. This is your opportunity to work directly with me as we're building this. Don't let this be you know, 5 years, 6 years from now, where you're watching this video in retrospect, being like, oh yeah, he reached out to me and I didn't take that opportunity. I don't have all the answers, but I have a possible solution. And with your support, with your input, we can take this out of the gate. I'm going to cities around the world. That's happening. I'm in New York right now. I live in Orlando. You know, my next trip is going to be to Atlanta. And then I'm going to be exploring my backyard in Orlando, going to South Florida, going to LA for Expo West. In the summer, we're doing a European tour. You know, I'm looking to get into the Caribbean, Africa, Japan, other parts of Asia, Australia, explore other parts of the United States. This is all going to happen. The question is, do you want to be a part of this? When I'm out there, do you want me to represent your brand? Do you want me to come speak to you? Do you want to be on a tour with me? You know, these are all things we can do if people just see the bigger picture and want to be a part of what we're doing. I'm not trying to, you know, sugarcoat things or package it in a certain way that I think, no, I'm at the point right now where I'm just speaking directly to you as if you were in a room with me at a dinner, and I want you to hear what I'm about and what we're creating. And I'm going to keep saying it, keep saying it, keep saying it. You're not going to not see me. You're going to see me popping up on your favorite restaurant's blog through a collaboration. You're going to see me in a magazine article. I'm working with a PR firm, a vegan PR firm, that we're going to do amazing things. Get the word out. Be on people's podcasts. You know, you're not going to get rid of me. You're not going to be able to see me. So I'm going to be saying this message over and over and over again. And maybe the next time you hear me, it might be a little different. But this message gets to get out to people in a way that's very clear what we're up to and what we're creating. This is raw right now. Okay. I like to try to put things in nice, shiny packages. This is raw right now. This is a raw conversation with you. No teleprompter, no script, just me speaking from the heart. I always like to say I'm speaking from the heart, you know, but I'm still putting stuff out, you know what I mean? But this is where I am right now. And then, so we talked about the content creators. I'm going through all of them, so sit tight. We're doing this right now. I'm about to head out to leave the airport, go to the airport. I'm about to stop by Next Stop Vegan in Brooklyn before I head out to the airport. But it's important for me to make this podcast and let you guys know where I am. And hopefully you're listening to it. So we talked about the content creators. Now we have the entrepreneurs, you know, people who are serving the community, creating the food, creating the services, the education. You know, we're working with them. We're working with finding out, once again, what are their pain points? How can we serve them? I had a great conversation with Sen Saigon. I'm Ann from Sen Saigon yesterday, talking about marketing. And this was off camera. This is just a one-on-one conversation with myself and my PR team, and finding out what works and doesn't work, because she does an amazing job with social media, but she's doing it herself. You know, she's cooking the food, she's doing the marketing, she's investing in one of the best things for her to do, looking for new solutions. And that's what I want to see from a lot of vegan businesses. You know, figuring it's in your hands. You know, if you're not doing your marketing, then you're doing a disservice to your business. You know, finding out a way to make it happen, even if it's finding your nephew's cousin's niece's best friend, do something. Because even if you have good word of mouth, imagine how much more you could be doing if you were amplifying that. So these are things that we want to bring to you guys as far as education and resources. We don't really have the bandwidth to run a marketing agency. I tried to do that and I dropped the ball. Full disclosure, I dropped the ball a lot of times because I was just spread way too thin. You know, imagine how hard it is for you to do your marketing for your business and now try to do it for other businesses. I'm an educator. I'm a communicator. That's what I do. I realized that in the last year, that's my zone of genius. I'm going to sit in that. I'm going to work on making myself, on my marketing, to amplify what I'm doing, be the example, and share the information and knowledge with you, and we can mastermind this together. And then I can work with talented agencies who have my best interest in mind and who help them promote and amplify what we're creating. And then that's how I can best serve the community. You know, I'm looking at helping millions of people. It's hard for me to focus on one. So that's why we're doing what we're doing. That's why we're building the world's largest vegan community, because it allows me to work with thousands, millions of people versus just one. My goal is to make the biggest impact while I'm here on this planet. And that's what I have. Oh, that's what I will be doing for these entrepreneurs that are out there. So restaurant owners, coaches, every single person, we're going to be taking these best practices, not even just from us, from interviews. We're going to be speaking to people and we're going to distill this information and present it to you as part of your Passport membership. Then we have nonprofits. Nonprofits is a sector of our organization that is really near and dear to my heart, because I know what it's like to run a nonprofit. I know what it's like to work on nonprofit. I served on multiple boards. I've been my advisors to different nonprofit organizations, both in the vegan space and other. I work for one of the largest employers in South Florida and dealing with nonprofits every single day. So what I'm looking to do is, once again, here's a common thread, find out what your pain points are and then help provide solutions to you through our community. You know, to amplify, to spotlight, to showcase the good work that you're doing. You are the heart of this movement. You know, you support you are the voice of the voiceless. You support people who need you the most. You provide education. This is a critical piece of this whole vegan community puzzle. And we want to make sure that you're not struggling, especially these sanctuaries. The sanctuaries are something I don't feel like is addressed enough. Like, you could, if you weren't doing sanctuary, and let's just say you're doing something on educating people about fresh fruit, if you hit rough times, you could shut your nonprofit down. And yes, people are going to be missing the information, but people will move on and it'll be fine. When you run in the sanctuary, it's not the same deal. You run out of money, these animals still need food. They still need love. They still need care. And it's not as easy as just say, we'll ship them to another sanctuary, because those sanctuaries are in the same boat. You know, there are a few of them that have been able to figure out a good solution, a good system, but that system won't work for everybody. That's unique to them. That's like a diet. The diet may not work the same for everybody based off your living conditions, who you are, your this. There's a lot of variables, and that also goes into running a successful business. So our goal is to take these best practices, you know, have these interviews and share that information for you. We are a funnel. We're a funnel for information, for growth, and we're going to be presenting that to you through our platform. So that's one of the reasons we want you to be on the early stages, because we're going to be gathering your information, your pain points, your challenges, and we're going to be working to solve those challenges. And then everyone else is going to be able to benefit from that. So that's another thing. And also, we'll be doing a lot of give backs as we grow. Our membership increases. We are able to get these sponsorships, these grants. And that's the other thing with a nonprofit organization. We'll work with you to build programs that you can tie into grants. And then we can work on doing fundraising that way. And that's how our organization wins. That's how your organization wins. So there's a lot of ways we can do really cool things with, do really good things with nonprofits. And then we have, I feel like there's another one as well. Let me think for a second here. So we went pre-vegans, seasoned vegans, content creators, entrepreneurs, and nonprofits. Okay, I think that's it. Yeah, so those are our main groups that we're servicing here with Vegans Explore. And the first step is for you guys to walk through that door. And right now is the best opportunity to do that. We're not just looking for bodies. We're not just looking for numbers. We're looking for people who are going to be investing their time in supporting this mission, who are going to be helping us improve, grow, spread the word, let people know about what it is we're doing. That's who we're looking for to be a part of this community. If that's of interest to you, you know, go to vegansexplore.com/partners and you'll find all the information you need there. And continue listening to this podcast. If you're listening to this, you're ready. If you listen to this whole podcast, that is a sign that you are ready to join us. to be part of this movement as we're growing it, as we're building it out. Don't wait until January 11th when we have everything figured out and everything's buttoned up. Don't lose this opportunity to be an early adopter, to get on the ground floor, to have a whole year of access to our platform. You will hear about this. I'll make it my mission in life to make sure as many people as possible hear about Vegans Explore, to have the opportunity to be an early adopter and be a part of this community. So if you're listening to this podcast, don't just go on to the next thing. Take a moment, even right now, after I tell you what I'm about to tell you, I want you to pause, do what I'm asking you to do, and then come back and listen to the end of this podcast. So I'm going to tell you what I want you to do, and then I actually, no lie, if you're driving in the car right now, then, do it afterwards. I want you to be safe. But don't skip this step, because doing what I'm about to ask you to do is probably going to be the most effective thing for us in order to grow this movement. Okay, you ready? I want you to leave a review wherever you are subscribing to this. If you're listening to this on YouTube, still go to Apple Podcasts, go to Spotify, one or all. I'm not going to be greedy. You can just do one. But if you don't want to do them all, hey, I'm not going to be mad at you. Leave a glowing review, 5 stars. If you're not interested in doing a 5-star or a glowing review, skip this step. But if you are, that's going to help people, because when people are looking for podcasts to look at, I know I'm speaking for myself, but I know a lot of people have this behavior. They're trying to look for all the indicators that this is a great show. And if you feel strongly about this show and you feel strongly about this mission, and I'm dedicated to bring you episodes like this, but also all the episodes aren't going to be like this because I got a lot of content from the event. I might start it off like this, maybe give you guys an update or something like that. But all of the episodes, I'll probably do it at the end. All of the episodes we have coming out from the event are interviews with some really cool people, some influencers that we saw at the event. So we'll be putting that content out as well. And then we'll still have other content where we're talking about, I know I have one coming up on the alkaline diet because I ate a lot of food. I ate a lot of food. So I might be looking at doing a reset, an alkaline reset, just to try that out. So that might be coming pretty soon as well. And then we have some really cool things coming up. December 8th, look out for that episode. That's going to be a little bit of a break from what we're talking about now. So a lot of cool things are coming out, but leave that review. And then if you're watching this or you're at home and you're not driving, leave that review. I'll wait. All right. Thank you so much for leaving the review. I appreciate you. And if you didn't leave the review, that's okay. I still love you. And share it. Let people know about what we're doing. And thank you guys for listening to this. I appreciate you. And I look forward to where we're going and where we're all going as a community, because even if you don't directly support Vegans Explore, you're going to be the beneficiaries of what it is that we're creating. Because when these vegan restaurants are prospering, these nonprofits are able to do what they're doing, these content creators are going out and supporting it, you're going to be able to have this thriving vegan community wherever you are around the world. And I just want this video to be record of how it grew. We're documenting right now. This is how we're going to be able to create a lot of content, valuable content for you, get the insight, get access to my brain and what it is that we're creating with this movement. So if you're a content creator, you're an entrepreneur, you're pre-vegan, you're a seasoned vegan, you're a nonprofit organization, this is the home for you. VegansExplore.com. Check out the website. And I'll address the elephant in the room. Probably see a lot of me on the platform, a lot of my face. That's actually a criticism I got from people that were on my team. It's that I'm doing that for a reason. The reason I'm putting my face on a lot of stuff is I want you to recognize who I am. Because when I'm out on these tours, I want you to come to me. I want you to talk to me if I have the time and the bandwidth. I might be on a running to someplace, but I will stop. I will have a conversation with you. At the very least, I'll give you a card that you can connect with me offline. Actually, we'll be offline, but connect with me digitally if I don't have the time to speak to you, because that's why I'm out there. If I'm in your city, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm there to meet as many people as I can, to tell their stories, to get them a part of what it is we're creating. So if I'm at an event, if I'm at a festival, you'll probably see me wearing a fisherman's vest. I'm reclaiming that for the vegan community, but I'm wearing it because it allows me to have access to all my tools. And that's an easy way to know that I'm out here exploring and chronicling and telling your stories. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I know the last couple of episodes have been like, new revelation of the vegan movement. But honestly, it's been leading up to this video. And who knows, each video is going to be this. Honestly, that's what each video really should be. Because every day I'm learning something, I'm being inspired, I'm meeting new people, and the idea just gets tweaked and tweaked and tweaked and tweaked. But at its core, this is what it is. We're supporting these communities, these different groups, and how that looks. This is the intention. The mechanism may change, but the intention is to support these groups. And it's always been to support these groups. I just feel like I'm getting a little better at articulating what it is. The mere fact that I'm just sitting here and literally just speaking to you, you know, off the rip, off the cuff, and just pouring from my heart. Hopefully you feel that and know my intentions of why I'm doing this, and also get to know who I am as well. I even feel like a lot of this content I've put out, you probably don't really understand my voice, you know, how I communicate. Now, this is me. This is who I've always been. I've been in communication since I was in the 9th grade. And this is how I'm hardwired now at this point. 43 years old, 43 years young. You know what I mean? And this is who I am. You know, I sometimes even get some flack from people. Maybe they don't think I'm being authentic. Maybe they think I'm making these things up, but I've had people out of frustration and anger call me things that make me understand why people move the way they move. And I'm just here to tell you, this is who I am. This is who I am. And if you meet me in person, you'll understand that there's no Sean version. There's no Sean this. I am who I am. I live, breathe this. This is all I've done for the last 28 plus years. There's no, all right, I'm going to turn this off. No. If I weren't doing the vegan thing, I'd be doing something. I am doing stuff in other places. But right now, my focus is launching this community the way it should be launched. So don't wait until January 11th. Lock in now. Share this. You know, by the time you watch these videos, if you stay up on these videos, you should be able to go out and talk to people about Vegans Explore. That's the point of these videos. I'm leaving nothing on the table. Everything I have to say about Vegans Explore, I will be talking to you in these videos. That's what these podcasts, that's why the universe has instructed me to create these podcasts, because I have a direct channel to you right now to let you know exactly what it is we're doing. It won't always be these fire hoses. I may be just focused on a particular topic, but this is the point of this episode. Probably the longest one we've done today. Because I want you guys to understand where we are, where we're going, and how you could be a part of it. Thank you guys so much. I appreciate you. I love you. And I'll see you tomorrow.